Today's Lenten devotional is written by Caroline Baker, class of 2023. The feeding of the 5,000 is a story we know well. We are inspired by this miracle when we are caught in worries of scarcity, trusting that Jesus will provide. Yet, while we focus on the teaching and feeding, it is easy to gloss over the thing that makes it possible: rest. Read verses 30 and 31, then verses 45 and 46. What do you notice? Verse 30 is about doing. The apostles told Jesus what they did and taught. His response? Verse 31, come and rest. They did as they were told and got in a boat. Because a large crowd followed them to this deserted place, there were 5,000 people to unexpectedly feed that evening. Once everyone was nourished, verse 45, Jesus immediately made the disciples get back into their boat and go take the rest they never got, while he himself went to a mountain to pray. It is easy to perceive resting as the passive work, and miracles, feeding, healing, teaching, as the active work. Our Western society is one that rewards productivity, one that praises doing more than being. Jesus, with an endless list of important work to be done, consistently made time for rest and commanded his disciples to do the same. Is this a command you find easy to follow? Are you consistent with scheduling rest for yourself? Rest can look many different ways, but is ultimately a time of spiritual grounding and healing that is unprovoked by concerns of productivity. Jesus invites his disciples to rest for a while, to be unhurried in their resting. Jesus invites you to do the same, for it is through spending time in rest that we are able to share the full abundance of our gifts with the world. Let us pray. Creator God, thank you for the divine gift of rest. Thank you for knowing that my body, mind, and spirit all need nourishment, and for inviting me to care for them just as Jesus did. Help me to trust in the value of being as much as I value doing. Amen.